Belling the cat.
What?
Belling
the cat or bellying the cat?
Belling the cat.
What does that mean?
A plan that seems like an excellent idea, except that it can't be carried out.
Why can't it be carried out?
I know. What's the whole sentence that I just read to you mean?
A plan that seems like an excellent idea. Yeah, well, like somebody says, here's an idea. Here's belling the cat. Let's get Daddy to build a ramp. Okay, it's an excellent idea, but who's going to do it? Who's going to build the ramp?
Dad.
Well, no, Daddy doesn't want to do it. See, so you have to put the bell on the cat. It's like the little mice say, you see, if we put a bell on the cat, then he wouldn't catch us anymore.
But who's going to do it? It's too dangerous.
That's right. Yep. The mice say. Okay, next one.
Okay. Playing with fire. Meddling with something that might become really dangerous.
Do you ever play with fire?
Uh-uh.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. To get a fire started.
No. You play with fire. I know that. I tell some other times you play with fire.
How?
When you get angry... And when you get angry and start throwing things.
Huh?
When you get angry and start throwing things.
Oh, my temper.
Yeah, that's playing with fire.
Funny, Dad.
It is. It's dangerous.
I was like playing with fire real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really playing with it. I was trying to light a cake.
Mm-hmm.
When it dropped before it hit the cake.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hit the cake. It hit on the a real nice curtain,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, and luckily before it could burn the thing up, I told Mom,
mm-hmm.
and she blew it out.
A little bit.
Okay, well, now,
besides, the relief only works for drinks.
For drinks? Ross, what are you? How many have you had?
This is your second.
Excuse me?
This is your second.
That's your second?
I gave him two big ones. If he finishes them up, that's good.
So are you thick?
That thick?
And this thick.
I can't understand a word you're saying when you talk
about
that. Mark, could you please interpret?
It was that big.
Mark, wait a second. Mark, can you interpret what he's saying?
That big.
Okay. I see. Sometimes I just can't understand Ross the way he talks.
Shut up.
But he'll learn to use... Mark, he's going to learn how to use the language soon, won't he, Mark? Yeah. If we teach him enough, he'll learn. He's got potential. What? Mark's doing funny. He's a translator.
By insinuation.
Come on.
Mark, can you translate, please?
May I please be excused?
Yes, you may.
Disgusted sigh.
go, ooh. Yeah,
I did eat, actually.
No.
I didn't work, they were very good.
Wow, real thick.
What was that, Mark?
My real thick.
No, you just said thick, excuse me.
Is there a place you want to hang out and eat?
Yeah, pretty.
I don't like it as much as the other one. I find it,
big fat dog came up when we were, I was running to, get, to go back inside, and this big fat dog came up, and she, and we hit each other, and I went flying, and my hands skid on,
skids
on the concrete.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she thought she'd bumped into a fly.
I was at
Sunday
on East
Mountain. And I was looking at a big fat girl and I was thinking, jeez, she's heavy.
Yeah, a lot heavier than your brother, right?
Mark, it's going to be this way all your life.
There's going to be a lot of people that are heavier than you.
Elaine Atkins weighs 5 pounds more than I do, Thomas. Maybe 3.
Mm-hmm.
When she gives me a push or a bump, I fly.
That's because you got more muscles.
No, but this girl, she weighs like 10 pounds more than me.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think also that Mark is going to have a lower center of gravity than us. Although not as low as I am. I
do. You think that's my problem? High center of gravity?
Yeah.
Oh. I really fly, man. And Elaine weighs very close to my weight now.
She's short, though. Much shorter than the same person as, you know.
Yes.
And certainly it's true that...
She yanked my hand and said, come on, Mary, and I said, whoa!
And certainly it's true that muscle it does...
See, today is battery's been on. Oh, well, today is December 13th, and everybody's in the breakfast table.
Where is he now, Mark?
I don't know.
Didn't you ever see him in second grade?
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. I had him in first grade and second.
Did you?
Who is that?
He's a dope.
He's a jerk?
Dope.
Who is that? Who's the dope right here?
This kid in my class.
Oh, yeah.
He's in my class anymore.
What does he do that's so dopey? Just for your
class. Well, first of all, I think 1 + 1 = 6.
But he was only in first grade.
And in second grade.
Oh.
They're kind of like you.
And he even thought, and on he was even like in first grade, mm-hmm. He was like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah. That is strange.
Dad.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Could you finish that little milk in your bowl? Just drink it like milk.
So don't you have any dopes in your class this year? Ross, don't you have any dopes in your class?
Oh, shit. But all of them know addition and subtraction.
Well, they're fifth grade.
Some don't know their multiplication tables at all.
They don't? Do you?
Can I have a little milk?
Certainly. Brian, would you have some milk? Lots of milk.
Ross, did you get chocolate milk to drink? Malted milk?
He's really done quite a lot to his book.
Oh, Ross.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I burped in the microphone.
Yeah, that's great. Bye bye, Hannah.
Like totally gross.
Not totally gross?
Like totally.
Oh, like totally gross. No, I know. It was probably the most rude thing you can do.
He's supposed to
say
that. He didn't.
Should have said that he didn't.
Put it on the tissue. Should have lied on the, tape recorder. Okay, we'll go back.
Said that you didn't want to say anything about it.
Oh.
But you know that saying, if you can't say anything good about somebody, don't say anything.
Don't say anything at all.
So the ultimate insult would be, I'm not going to say anything about you. I've seen people use it on TV.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What do they say?
A person was being so impolite that a person said that. He's just going to say anything about it.
He said, I have nothing to say.
Yep.
You said about it. Yeah. Do you think that people on TV teach you a lot about how to be good?
Shook his head.
No? Do they teach you about how to be good?
No.
Do they teach you about how to be bad?
Yeah.
Some of them teach you how to be good. Aren't there some programs that teach you, like Care Bears and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, what about O'Hara? Does he teach you to be good?
No. It's got some good. There are some good morals in it, but most of the people are acting bad, right? So there's more bad going on than there is good.
You know, the movie we saw last night, I never saw it when it was out. Because it would have been too rough for me. And actually, I think it was pretty
rough. The way the good people would win is have one whole good show the whole night and whole day, and it never stopped.
Goodness.
And except on for about, and it was on for like maybe 5 days, or 3 days, for about 2 days, and then they make up lots and lots and lots in 5 days, and they wouldn't make without with any commercials.
No, that is the PTL Club.
What's that?
Tammy Baker and, what's his name? Judy and Tammy Baker. And they spend all the time talking about God.
God and Godness.
We tuned it out on our TV because it's so boring. I made the dial so it wouldn't turn on. But if you want to watch it, we could let you watch it.
Not anymore, Tammy and who's it's Baker are not on anymore.
Now they have somebody else on the board. If you'd like to get off, we could like to get on it.
But Ash is on.
It's
just one of those.
It's called, you know, it's a Christian, and they sit around and they sing songs and talk about being saved by Christ.
Can you get another good one?
Yeah, right. Well, there is the Discovery Channel. That's pretty interesting, but it's not really good as that. It's just,
I like Discovery Channel.
That one's just, that one just teaches you things about the world and tells you about how the world is.
I like that.
Well, Mark, did you think East of Eden, that one we saw last night, did you think that was
pretty bad?
Did you think it was a bad one or a good one?
Bad.
Well, did you think that the people were bad? You know,
in real life or
in the movie?
In the movie, they were bad.
Which one was bad?
The yellow-haired one.
Cal.
Cal?
And one with yellow hair.
The one the movie was all about.
Uh-huh.
You think he was a bad person? But did you see what he did that was good?
What?
He worked hard for his father. He tried to save, he saw that his father was doing something where his father would lose all his money. That means his father would in a way get hurt.
Tried to save his life.
Tried to save, not his life, but his, save his money. And then when his father did lose his money, he went out and he earned more money in an honest way, in a legitimate way, legal. And he gave the money to his father. Was that bad? And did he love his father?
Yeah.
So was he good or was he bad?
Good.
What about the father? Was he good or was he bad? He talked about God a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
And morals.
Good.
And he loved people.
Good.
Except that he threw his money, the Caleb's money, back in his face.
Who's the
Caleb? Cal.
Ross was saying that, I said, water is good for you, and he said, unless it's your mouth made water, in other words, unless it's water made by your mouth, which means saliva. So this was, here's Ross, 10 years old, making up words. Did you know that that was a made up word, a made up phrase that you were saying, mouth made water?
I made it up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, Amy at Friends meeting? Mm-hmm. Was he that little boy who almost threw out the...
No, it's the boy.
No? Was he that little boy who almost ruined the...
That's the boy I'm talking about.
Well, Graf, he wouldn't take no for an answer, would he?
I said, no, no. And he went right ahead and decided it was wrong for me to do that.
Probably if he hadn't said no, it would have been better.
You know, I've had that one.
You really dove right for it. I was really thinking that's good. When you said no the first time, I was sure he'd just back off.
Should have just physically gotten there.
Second time he came in.
I couldn't. My hand was on the lid.
Here, do one more and then we'll play it. Okay, go ahead. Do one more play thing.
Okay, here.
Okay.
It'll be the Jones.
This will be the most pretty, okay? Go ahead.
It'll be the Jones.
Ready?
Actually, Mark has a rough temper, too.
Well, actually, so do you. If you're
not as bad.
I usually get mad when you guys back me into a corner.
But you're
I got mad medicine. When I got mad when Ross made fun of my bear.
I never made fun of your bear. I just called him Shaggy Bear.
Well, he's a nice bear.
Well, everybody was calling me a slime bucket.
Yeah. Leave the bear out of it.
Well, let's see, who has the worst temper?
Mark.
No, now wait a second.
Yeah, see, now he's blowing his temper.
No. Just say it doesn't bother me. Just say Mark, it doesn't bother me.
Shouldn't lie like that.
Sorry,
Daddy.
I just stared at him.
Watch it,
Ross.
Now, when does Daddy lose his temper?
All the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When he gets hurt or something.
That's true.
Anyway.
Oh, you mean like when you guys came?
When he gets hurt,
when you're at CFU,
Blaze gets hurt, or when he gets called a bad name, or when he's in a tight corner.
No, let's go play dodgeball when you're done.
When do I lose my temper? At CMU. What do I do?
You just seem to.
He's like, this stupid people work.
I don't know why I do this work.
I hate it.
Say it again. Get on that, printing job or something.
Mm-hmm. That's not who's in your temper, that's called being bossy.
It's the
same thing.
When I'm bossy, you guys say I lose my temper. Hey, Dad's the boss. Hey, then why did they name me something that rhymed with it?
Well, hey, why do we even have you? I mean, geez.
Hey, that's your problem.
You're not paid to be a boss. He is.
He's not paid to be a boss of the family. In fact, we'd rather not be a
boss. I told Ross that there's a book called Insults. I found 1,001 Insults. Ross, do you want your insult? You really want that insult book? You can use your Christmas money.
Ross, come here. You weren't excused.
Unless Santa died, actually, I don't think he did.
You weren't excused.
Because it wasn't on the list.
And you need to drink that.
See, I think that was a real small breakfast, wasn't it, for them? You guys fall? Would you like a little cream, one of those cream things?
No, thank you.
Cream desserts?
You want one of those?
I think we should have to eat one cream.
Ukrainian?
I think we should make.
Cream?
Yeah, one cream thing.
Layer?
No.
One cream thing.
Well, wait a minute. What about the cream cake?
We really need to get the cream cake. No, you have to eat up the cream cake.
I think a cream cake or two would be a good idea.
Milk.
Nope.
Certainly.
You want half of a half piece. Come on.
Instant.
Your half. They've got to be eaten up before they go bad. Here, split this, Mom.
I hate those cream cakes.
Oh, you poor darling. I need a knife, friend.
Rob, you've got to go.
Would you like some of this? This has, Hey, Brian, don't you have any in there that have, less nuts and more cream?
Yeah, there is one, but two of these.
These are more, like, for you and me, I think.
No. Here, Rossi, come on.
Mama, Ross!
Mark, you have to eat that. You want to give him cream? You want to give him that cream?
Well, yeah, I was going to give Ross that, too.
Ross, do you want the cream or the nut one?
What?
Do you like that one or that kind? That little...
No, what?
You like that one? Okay.
Mark, do you want cream or nut?
He wants cream.
Neither.
Neither?
You have to have it, Mark. Right now. You have to go have it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be busted. Ross is doing his job. You've got it.
Do you want to taste this one, Ross? I don't think it hurt anything.
It's
a cherry.
No, I already tasted that. I hate it.
I want taste it yesterday.
This one?
Marky, really? Just a little bit. Just give me a little bit.
This isn't the same one.
Just a little bit, you can have the whole deal.
You had more pink fluff on yours. You had pink fluff on yours, honey.
Yes, you did.
Well, I took that other one I had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I took a little bit of taste of that, and it was yucky.
Okay, is Mark eating?
Ross is not eating.
Ross, right now.
But he doesn't want that white one.
Good boy.
You want to cut and piece? Makes it easier.
This is my own system.
Which one is mine?
This.
Well, are you going to join it up with everybody else's in a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to be Mr. Piggy and just keep it forever, right?
You're not going to ignore Daddy's system, are you?
Daddy's being good.
Daddy made this. This whole game up, and if you don't follow the rules, you can't play.
Right. Right. That's not true, Mom, huh?
Dad, you got those little things off.
I'll try. That wasn't nice, boys. You mean these things here?
Yes.
Frisbo?
Oh, Frisbee.
Don't do that!
That was really dumb, Ross.
That was really dumb. I tried to catch
Ross
it in
the air.
You have to take that off.
Yeah. Okay, construct pieces that I was trying to send over to here. A little bit earlier, Mark said, all these I've taken apart. Nice object verb.
Ross, these are mine!
Ross, look.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, look.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, look.
I'm going to make my system until Daddy says I can stop.
Until you meet your maker.
Until Daddy says, look, let's see how many you've made.
Where does this go?
Here.
What? This is a flat.
Ross?
Daddy, would you distribute?
Get over me.
Would you distribute, please?
Just grab.
Well, you really have to just go in and dig now, because there's, well, here's some nuts, but it's mostly...
You have to just reach over. And my
reach out and quit touching people.
That's enough for you to try out. Okay.
Stop it, Mark. Okay.
So I'll let you go all the way over there instead of lying down in the middle of this stuff.
Where am I?
Now, how did this
Ross!
Who did this little horrible thing? Yeah, it really worked.
Oh, great. Just lie on top of my stuff.
I'm not on top of it.
You practically are.
Boy, somebody really worked at this one.
Yeah, I did. But not just now. Ross worked on that note. He worked on
something
that pretty bad
we should
note.
Forgive? Is the kind of sin you think we should forgive, Mom?
When he did it, he figured that it was an accomplishment.
Right.
I did.
But now you see...
it's become a sin.
It has become a sin.
Right.
Wow, bad sin.
Yeah, bad.
Really bad.
Well, it's not that bad. Now give me a break.
I know what you mean.
Mark, if you really knew what I mean, honey, if you really knew. Boy, this is really a job here. Somebody really did it on this.
I know. I did the greatest job.
You need a knot.
I did the job on
later.
It. You, I should take all the credit.
Well, here,
I did the job.
Look at this place. See?
I did
cute.
That. I did that. I should take the credit. I did it.
Well, who deserves the credit and who deserves the blame? Nikolai Ivanovich Ozhevsky is his name.
Okay, so what does he deserve?
I don't know. Oh, for discovering the periodic table of the elements before Mendeleev.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to. He tried to get credit for it.
Did he?
Only in Russia, I guess. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the study is. I have to listen to this
song. To the song? Where did you get this song? Is this one of the Tom Lear?
Yeah.
I might get a Tom Lear.
Record.
Fancy surprise!
Well, there's only really one good one.
Sure.
The best of Tom Lear's
songs. Ross, this is a really sad song. This is really sad.
Now, why is that a sad song? Why is that a sad song?
Because Peter Price sounds babyish.
Dad, this looks crocodile, right?
Yeah.
You know how Fisher Price sounds babyish?
Here's another one, Ross.
There it is. Gunshot! Sounds Fisher Price. Of course.
That is babyish. But, you know, babies are nice, so we shouldn't really knock them.
But they're so easy to knock.
Let's call these. See these guys wrong? They're not supposed to be in place.
I didn't put them there, you know?
Let's separate these piles here.
Like, I'm not the one. I don't deserve the blame.
Who deserves the credit? And who deserves the blame? Mary Ivanovich.
Is her name.
Who deserves the credit? Who deserves not a bit of blame?
People are throwing things at me.
Yeah. Doing pretty well throwing things, too.
Okay, look at my system.
Okay, now put your system in with everybody else's system now.
And then I'll be done.
Ah, you be done?
Yeah,
I'm so glad you be done.
I'll be done with this.
You be ailing, too.
I'll be done with this, Bob.
Ross, you never got the MC Christmas rock music.
Come stop!
Oh, heck.
Not really into it.
Actually, there wasn't one. Stop it! Maybe
Ross, no throwing. Make little piles nearby so that we don't throw them at
me, guys. Mark, you left a knot in one.
Tom, aren't you a whole action figure at? Stop it. Really?
I'm going to stomp out in fury.
Yeah, me too.
Mark!
It's not funny.
If you had good eyesight, you'd worry about
Mom's
it.
Mom's furious.
All these little buckies you got is his name. All these little buckies is mine.
Have some, enjoy.
My face out down there to reach, and he throws a bunch of garbage past
me. I didn't throw. I'd be a good boy. Ross, you're not working.
Good boy.
Where's suction cup stuff?
I'd be good boy.
Over here in Junko. Sort of junko.
Now, what about the hinge knots?
I'd be good boy.
They all go together.
Are you putting them?
Yeah, we're all putting all knots together.
Well, there's a bunch of hinge knots that aren't linked up. Ross, would you put them
Ross, would you please do the job? Do your job.
Is that a full hinge knot?
Yeah.
You're the hinge knot boy, Ross.
Yeah, could you fix all hinge knots together?
Marky, take some more apart. Stop it, Mark.
Okay.
Where are the headlights?
Look at this weird piece.
Brian, don't you
want to
fix this properly?
Look at this weird piece.
I'm gonna get the main stuff done now. Pick up a little problem, child. That's a unique one. That's the only one of that type.
There's another one. Right by over there.
Yeah.
Pick a rare one.
Hey, Mark. Come on, you're causing more trouble than you're helping now at this point. And that's really bad. When a child gets to that point, you know, hey, Ross, this needs doctoring.
Here's the pile.
Oh, here's the other piece of it, Ross. Right here.
Look at that.
Here's the pile of them.
What about this? Are we going to take it apart or
not? No, not now.
No,
they have the right to have two pieces. They can always have two pieces. Ross,
it's lying down the middle of the thing.
Not very nice.
What are these guys?
Monkey.
What?
I mean really, Mark.
Really what?
Don't, Brian.
I'm sorting.
I'm going to give you something to sort.
Really? Oh, how exciting. Oh, really? Yeah, really. Let's do that.
You know something?
What?
You don't get very popular with the
family. Do something with that.
Okay.
It makes us think that you're the baby of the
family. Do something with that. Do something with that.
These are the spindles and little guys like that, I think. I'll go here.
Somebody, Ross?
Oh, somebody has a spindle collection. Ross, do you have a spindle collection over there?
No, very big one.
Let's get spindles off. Yeah, could you unspindle that part? Okay, Ross, can you undo those spindles, please?
Ross, I have a bunch of... Ross,
we don't trust Mark. We don't say
could
Mark.
Could you just sit back there?
Would you please do it? And good. There's a reason why we don't say Mark.
No, that's good.
Because we can't trust
here,
you,
take
Mark.
That apart, could you? I didn't say that.
Okay, Ross, here, come. I'm coming through the whole pile. Watch out.
Nice.
Ross, you need to take this off.
Uh-oh. Someone made a part. You. No.
It's all being tape recorded, Mark. I want you to know.
Here's a hinge. A sick hinge.
Mark's going down to come in.
Well, I promise it wasn't me.
Well,
for sure. It was probably
Mark, if I were you, I would drop it.
Oh, he just did.
Guys.
It's being recorded.
Come on, guys.
He's the one that they dropped.
Now you're being recorded for having said that.
Yeah, I promise I did it. I
Ryan, I'm pulling out funny pieces, okay?
Yeah, I know.
But you need to put them somewhere
I know where these places go.
Good. And here's some things that need to get pulled apart.
Wonderful.
Why is
here's a pull apart. Here's a pull apart.
Oh, Ross, here's a sick, here's a sick piece. Do you have any pieces for sick pieces?
Oh, sick. Here.
You just picked up something that you shouldn't have. This.
Oh, what is that? That's a Lego.
Okay. A Lego.
A Lego, believe it or not.
A Lego where?
Right here. How did the Lego get in here?
Get out of here, Lego.
They're both made by us.
Don't, Mom. Come on, don't.
No, they aren't.
Could someone take these apart, please?
It's Lego made by us.
Take that apart.
And this is not, you know what this is? This is some fantasy
Starrier.
World. Starrier guy. Can't believe how these dunks get in here.
Maybe he's got an extra tire. Can I have it? Sure.
I don't think I do.
I know Dad has a spare tire.
Thanks, Ross.
It's being tape recorded.
Yeah, it's being tape recorded, Ross. He's really nice. Really
he
nice
is a spare
guy.
Tire,
he's a nice
too.
Guy.
Nice, Dad.
Okay, Mark. What are you doing, Mark?
He's throwing.
What are you doing?
Get out of here.
I'm
go to your room.
Him over there.
Oh, okay. But you're throwing him like you have to bounce him off and go to the wrong place.
Hey, you go like this. Whoosh.
And you don't mind.
Flying everywhere.
Mine end up in the right place, thanks.
Yeah, they fly everywhere. Look at this one. That
yeah,
that
it's
one
just in the process. They fly by everybody's faces.
Real nice thing.
Can't, Mark.
Who should I can it to?
Can't, but
God,
can't.
This is unending, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Stupid remarks.
Okay, guys, it's all done. Thank you for your help. Now we need to...
Okay, we can go.
Now we need to find boxes to put them in.
Oh!
And now we're so... Ross, I handed you stuff to do and you didn't even do it.
Yeah, Ross. You did a pretty good job, though. A lot better than me. A lot better than Marky.
I did a great job than you.
Mark did a total trash job.
I did the greatest job of
Mark, you fooled around.
And I deserve the best trophy of all the kids.
Trophy?
You deserve... Yeah, you deserve... I don't know what you deserve, Mark.
I deserve the kitty.
You deserve
what
the
do you do?
Hmm?
What do you do with hooks?
Ross, what do we do with hooks? Oh, hooks over here.
Looks like we only have two.
No, there's a couple. And Mark at the table. And Marky said something. He said it was just a joke. I said it was just a joke. And Ross said, you call that a joke? Mark said, what do you expect me to be, a Steve Martin?
Excuse me?
May I please have a spoon?
have to get your
poopy doo.
Might be another one like that.
Poopy doo. Poopy doo. Poopy doo. Rob Ducky, you're the one. Poop, 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 poop. It's terrific. It's fantastic. What?
What?
Is
that thing from Mad?
No, from Danger Mouse.
Oh, right.
It's terrific. Poop, poop, poop. Poop, 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 poop.
Did Danger Mouse come on? Did Danger Mouse come on? I haven't seen him for a while.
No, he got put off the air.
Well, they really let him.
No. He's off the air.
No.
Totally.
Because they're not making anymore.
No, they have Mighty Mouse.
Nuh-uh. Oh, yeah, on a different channel. But on Nickelodeon, they replaced him with Inspector Gadget. And they're running this jerk called Cape Man.
Yeah.
He's a dweeb.
Cape
Man on Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Oh, we still have Inspector Gadget? Wasn't he a Saturday guy?
Mm-mm.
Is Nickelodeon back?
Now he is.
But he used to be Saturday, I think.
Mm-mm. It used to be weekdays on channel 23 or 22.
Channel 23 or 53?
WGA, the entertainer.
Yeah. That's channel 35.
No,
It
should be 22, but it is 23 on us.
Oh, 22, okay.